Northwestern got some big revenge last night, and it was huge for the Big Ten tournament and its seeding. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Northwestern, your daily podcast on the Northwestern Wildcats, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome in. This is Locked On Northwestern, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Carter Bird, and thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. We're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode. Don't really know why the Sunday episode that I made, for whatever reason, on YouTube just posted a few hours ago. So the podcast form was done and ready, but so apologies for that. Don't know what the technology issues were there, but we are back on our normal schedule here now. Talking about this Northwestern team that was on the road against Rutgers yesterday. 20-10 coming in, 11-8 in Big Ten play, three-game losing streak, lost 65-62 last time out to this Rutgers team on January 11th at home in a game where I remember the feeling in that game, and it felt like it was a game that Northwestern should have won. They had a lead late and just did not get the job done. Let Cam Spencer, the best shooter on this Rutgers team, get open, and he made him pay down the stretch with 5 points as they took that three-point win last time out. Northwestern had dropped three in a row coming into this one, two of those coming on the road at Illinois and Maryland in some games where they really got dominated in the second half. And then Penn State in overtime on a buzzer beater three that was just a heartbreaker. And so things weren't going in a great direction. I mean, honestly, you watched this Northwestern team, it kind of felt like some frustrations were starting to show between some of the guys on the team. But, you know, they had another huge matchup here, and they had an opportunity to get right before the Big Ten tournament against a Rutgers team that really needed it, a Rutgers team that had lost five of its last seven, all of a sudden had played its way onto the bubble from being a team that was ranked earlier in the year. It was a giant matchup. It was a chance to for Northwestern to get a school record 12th conference win, which would be huge, something that they had never seen against this Rutgers team that had that was desperate, to be honest with you. At senior night for Rutgers, Rutgers was fighting for its tournament life. They had some more minor situations, I guess, with Big Ten tournament seeding. I think if it was a win, Rutgers was the 8 seed. If they lost, they were the 9 seed. Well, Northwestern, to give you just the idea of just how crazy it was in the Big Ten this year, it was a win and you're the 2 seed with how everything shaped out up for you in the conference, or it was lose and you are the 9 seed. That's just how crazy it was. You got some help from Indiana beating Michigan. You got help, I think you had Illinois take a loss, you had Iowa take a loss, you had Maryland take a loss, and that cleared the pathway for Northwestern win, and you're the 2 seed because you hold that tiebreaker against Indiana. It was a big opportunity for this Northwestern team to achieve a double bye in the Big Ten tournament and, you know, get some revenge for that earlier season loss in a game where you felt like you probably should have won it. With the way that it was playing out in that one. And when you look at this game and how it started, a little bit of a slower start for Northwestern. You actually saw the fact that it was so fast paced out the gate. It was a pretty frenetic pace, just nonstop. Not a lot of points being scored, however, as you saw Rutgers build a 10-3 lead with the only Northwestern bucket coming on a Ty Berry three-pointer. And for the first 5 minutes, for really the first 6 minutes and 21 seconds, your only points were from Ty Berry because he had your only other jump shot to cut it to a five-point game. Then Northwestern kind of pulled it together, got on track. You had Ty Berry, Brooks Barnheiser, and Chase Audige combine for a little 9-0 run of their own that allowed Northwestern to go from down 10-30 to all of a sudden they had a two-point lead. And then you saw you saw Northwestern, I think, work its nerves out of everything that had been taking place the previous three games. The frustrations, I thought they settled in and were able to build a decent first half lead. It got up to as big as 10 points there in the first half. A quick little 6-0 run in the last 94 seconds by Rutgers cut it to 4. But you were feeling pretty good at half because you're on the road against a quad one team. You've lost 3 in a row, and you've built another halftime lead. And you do it without much production from your two workhorse guys, and Boo Booey and Chase Audige, your guys who go get a bunch of points for you and have carried this offense all year long. Boo Booey had 0 points in the first half, 0-4 from the field, 0-2 from three, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. Was not a good first half for Boo Booey. Chase Audige, just 3 points, 1 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from three, 3 rebounds and a turnover. But what you get is you get a decent start out of Ty Berry, who hit a couple shots. It was not efficient after that. He was 2 of 7, 1 of 4 from three, 3 rebounds. You got Matthew Nicholson. He had a couple dunks as he had 4 points, 5 boards, and 2 assists in that first half. Robbie Barron hit his only shot from three. Titus Verhoeven, he had a bucket. But Brooks Barnheiser, who's been so good recently, he gives you 8 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from three. But he had a couple rebounds, an assist, and he did not have any turnovers. When you look at Rutgers, you were able to kind of lock them down after they scored 10 points in the first 5 minutes. They only score 11 over the next 15. And that's because, you mean, Mulcahy, you hold him to 0 points in the first half. Andre Hyatt, you hold him to 3 points in the first half. You had McConnell, he just had 2. Amori, he had 4 points, and they were early, but then he was pretty quiet after that. The only guy that you kind of struggled to keep under wraps early was Cam Spencer, the guy who hurt you for so much last time out. He had 6 points. He was 2 of 3 from the field. He only took 3 shots, 1 of 2 from three, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. He had 3 rebounds and 1 assist in that first half as well. You actually win the battle on the boards in the first half, 23-19. You're +4 there. You got 2 more offensive rebounds, 8-6. You had more second chance points, more bench points. Rutgers had more points in the paint, but you'll live with that, I think. They also had 6 fast break points to Northwestern 0, but Northwestern did not turn the ball over as badly. They shot slightly better, 34.4%, while Rutgers shot 33.3%. They were 9 of 27. Northwestern was 11 of 32. So Northwestern got 5 more shot attempts. Northwestern was 3 of 15 from 3, which is not great. Just 20%. Rutgers was 2 of 8, 25%. Rutgers got to the line 5 times and only hit 1 of them. They were 20% from the charity stripe in the first half. And as a result, you saw a Northwestern team that was able to build a 25-21 lead and take that to half. So you were feeling okay because you hadn't really heated up yet. But you were doing all right through the first little bit of the game. We're going to talk about what happened in the second half and what happened the rest of the game here in just 1 second. But first, we got to talk about our friends at Built Bar. Are you looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories? Then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little bit healthier this year. If you're like me, where you want to eat healthier, but you don't want to compromise taste, then man, I've got just the thing for you. You got to try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, and you won't think they're good for you, but you know, they are. They're perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what's even better is that they're healthy, only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. If you're close to a Sam's Club, run in and grab yourself a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. Just go out there and try those Built bars. Also, thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen today. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything you need to know about college basketball in one place. Hear from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. All right, in the second half of this game, when you look at it, Northwestern really picked up a lot of momentum. You had Boo Booey roar to life. He had 14 points in that second half after having zero in the first half. You were able to start quickly in the second half and extend that lead that got cut all the way down to 3 because you had Rutgers score coming out of the half. You saw Northwestern go on a 9-0 run from 16:31 left in the second half to 14:10. So in 2 minutes and 21 seconds, the lead goes from 3 to 12. And once they got to that point, they were able to kind of continually do enough, withstand a couple little small runs by Rutgers, and just really answered every time Rutgers made a run or made a shot, a big shot. You saw Northwestern respond, extend that lead up to as many as 15 points in the second half, and then down the stretch in the last 2 minutes or so, just kind of cruise to a 12-point victory, 65-53. And when you look at the numbers in the second half, you had Boo Booey roared to life, like we said, 14 points after having zero in the first half, 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3, 3 of 5 at the free throw line, which is a little odd for him. He had 1 assist. He had 3 turnovers. Not his best game passing the basketball, but he scored some there in the second half. Chase Audige got to the free throw line. He was 0-for-2 from the field, 0-for-1 from 3, but he goes 5 of 6 at the free throw line. He had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 turnovers in that second half. So he added 5 points. Ty Berry goes 3 of 4 in the second half, giving you 7 points. He goes 1 of 4 at the free throw line because, man, he really struggled late getting some opportunities at the line to really put it away sooner than it the game ended up being, really. He had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover. Matthew Nicholson, a perfect 3 of 3 as he continued to dunk every opportunity he got. 6 points in the second half. I think he had 10 for the game. 1 rebound in the second half, 1 turnover. But again, the guy who is the most consistent right now, Brooks Barnheiser, 8 points in the second half, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 8 second half rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers, for the game. He finished with 10 rebounds for the game. He finished with 16 points, 10 rebounds, as he had a double-double in that second half. Northwestern shot the ball well, 13 of 21, 61.9%, 4 of 8 from 3, 50%. Did not shoot it well at the free throw line, however. They go 10 of 17, just 58.8%. The good thing, though, is when you look at the other side, this Rutgers team did not take advantage at the free throw line. They didn't take advantage of those missed free throws by Northwestern. They go 10 of 16, 62.5%. Mulcahy, he had 8 in the second half, 2 of 5 from the field, 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3, a couple rebounds, a couple assists, and a turnover. Amori, he had 10 points, 5 of 6 from the field. He was pretty efficient, 0 for 1 at the line, 3 rebounds, 2 turnovers. As Northwestern really made it difficult for him once he caught the ball, they were trapping, they were digging after the basketball, got it, poked a few free, and were able to make life a little more difficult on him. But he's a stud athlete. He is so strong, so athletic, and can sky above everybody. He really is a lot of fun to watch. Amori is. Then you had Simpson. He had 8 points, 3 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He had a couple rebounds, a couple assists, and a turnover. You hold Cam Spencer in check. He goes 0 for 2 from the field, 0 for 1 from 3. He goes 3 of 4 at the free throw line. He had a couple rebounds, a couple assists. But he's the guy who blew up on you last time, really made you pay, and you hold him to just 9 points this time out. In that second half, Rutgers goes 11 of 28 from the field, 39.3%, 0 of 9 from 3, obviously 0% there, as Northwestern just shot it better. They won the rebounding battle by 2 again. This time you saw them protect the basketball not quite as well in the first half. Rutgers actually had fewer turnovers. I think that's that Rutgers pressure late trying to make something happen. But when you hit your shots at a 62% clip, you're gonna win a lot of halves, and that's what Northwestern did. For the game, you had 4 Northwestern players in double figures. Boo with 14, Ty Berry with 12, Nicholson with 10, and then Barnheiser leading the way with 16 and 10, as he was probably your most impressive players. He's put together some fantastic performances recently. But Northwestern gets some revenge for that early season loss on January 11th. They get a 65-53 quad one victory at Rutgers and secure the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. We're going to talk a little bit more about what it all means here in just 1 second. But first, thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. All right, so now when you look at this Northwestern team, you're now 21-10 overall, 12-8 in Big Ten play. That's a school record, 12 Big Ten wins. You secure that 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament with a huge quad one win. You further improve that NCAA tournament seeding. You're up to number 43 in the KenPom, number 38 in the net rankings. You're 7-4 on the road for the year, 7-5 in quad one, 4-5 in quad two, 2-0 in quad three, and 8-0 in quad four. You clinched that double bye in the Big Ten tournament, and you now await on Friday evening. You have the winner of the Penn State-Illinois game. As you're sitting in a pretty good spot, those two teams have to play each other, then turn around on short rest and play you. When you look at bracketology stuff, you're a 7 seed right now, according to Joe Lenardi of ESPN in the West. You're matched up with 10 seed Providence. Your 2 seed that you're matched up with there next is Texas. Gonzaga is your 3 seed. Some big names there, Pitt and Auburn. A couple teams that Northwestern lost to earlier this year are in the same region. A couple other interesting seeds. You got a 4 seed Virginia and a 6 seed Kentucky. And what really looks like a pretty daggum difficult region, but that Joe Lenardi has this Northwestern team in. I think 7 seed is kind of low right now with the fact that this Northwestern team has 7 quad one wins. On CBS, Jerry Palm, he's got you as a 6th seed in the West, matched with 11 seed Nevada. Your 3 seed you're matched up with is Baylor, and those guards that are really, really good. 1 seed is Purdue, so you could see them again. Pitt and Michigan State are also in the region, a couple teams that Northwestern's seen this year. And your 2 seed is UCLA. Fox has you as a 7 seed. They don't really put it all out in a full bracket. I don't love that. Mike DeCourcy, he does not do that, and I don't love that. I would love to see what exactly the matchups are. I just have not seen the full bracket for what Fox would have. But you're sitting in a great spot. You've got a chance to get a quad one. If it's Illinois, it's a chance at another quad one win on Friday. If it's Penn State, maybe a little payback, another opportunity for that against a team that really shot it well from 3 against you. Both of these teams, especially in the second half, the last 2 times, I think Illinois was 7 of 13 from 3 in the second half against Northwestern when they came back and got that win the other day. Penn State, I think they were 13 of 22, somewhere around there. Both of these teams can shoot it a little bit and have shot it a little bit on Northwestern. Looking forward to seeing what happens in this Big Ten tournament. A lot to be excited about as this Northwestern team finishes the regular season with a win and locks up that 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. That's going to do it for today's episode. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. And then we're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode. I'm your host, Carter Bird. You can follow me on social media at CarterBird13. And I will see you all next time.